that weeps tears of granite in its lonely sunless exile, and longs to be back by the hot lotus-covered Nile, where there are sphinxes and rose-red ibises and white vultures with gilded claws and crocodiles with small beryl eyes that crawl over the green, steaming mud. He began to brood over those verses which, drawing music from kiss-stained marble, tell of that curious statue that Gautier compares to a contralto voice, the monstre charmant, that couches in the porphyry room of the Louvre. But after a time the book fell from his hand. He grew nervous, and a horrible fit of terror came over him.